Not everyone in the church can be Peter, or not everyone is called to be Paul. Each and every one of us have our own role and our own identity and our own mission. Perhaps many of us will be like St. Andrew, whom we celebrate today, the one who led Peter to the Lord, the one who said, "It's him, follow him," and the one who leaves everything behind to become fishers of men. The Lord always calls us, and his call to us is something that's very familiar, but also very radically different. Both of Peter and Andrew were fishermen, but yet the Lord called them to be fishers of men. Something that was very familiar for them, but very radically different, which required them to let go of everything that they have known in order to follow him. And this is where the hard part comes in, to leave everything that we have known, everything we have built for ourselves, everything that's kind of comfortable for us in order to follow him. Each and every one of us have to make that personal decision of casting away our nets, leaving everything that we have known in order to follow the Lord. The Lord didn't say, I will give you all of the directions and give you all of the AFIs and all the manuals that you're going to need to become more successful. No, he didn't say that, right? It's not the Air Force way. He will tell us, come and follow me. It's that personal encounter with the Lord. It's never about an ideology, a set of rules, or whatever we think going to secure us or make us happy in human sense. It's in following him, loving him, that we know who we are, his disciples. The life of who we are as Christians is the life of discipleship. That radical letting go of ourselves, dying to ourselves to love him. And I can tell you, it is not easy. I remember after my confirmation, that's when I very seriously discerned my own vocation, and I remember that I have to make a choice of, at that time I was liking somebody, you know, and I felt like I couldn't be very serious in letting this person hold on to me and knowing that my heart belongs to someone else, belongs to the Lord. And it was very hard for me to say, Lord, I don't know what's going on. And I ultimately gave him an ultimatum. I said, I'm going to give you 1 year. I'm going to leave Wichita, Kansas behind and come down to Texas to begin my formation. The first few months were hard. Being the firstborn of the family, during that time, my mom was laid off due to the 2001 attack on our own nation. And so the outfall of that, my mom was laid off due to the economy and everything. And being the first son, I took care of all of the family matters and everything that was required of me from up young. You will hear this in another, the homily. I had to learn how to take my parents' voice to take care of the bill and to take care of the family. I was responsible for everything. And I remember asking my mom, will you be okay, if I leave? And I'll tell you in another homily, but she just basically tells me, you know, do what God have called you to do, and he will take care of the rest. So I left everything behind, everything that I knew, in order to go down to Texas. And the first few months were very lonely, because you live with other people from different backgrounds, different paths of life, different personalities, right? I was missing home a lot, and I remember because I made a decision to let go of the colleges or universities that I was interested in, and came down to Texas. I didn't have any scholarships or anything like that. And to fill out FAFSA and all the Pell Grants and all those stuff, just like one thing after another. And it seems like all these obstacles were escalating. And I was just asking the Lord, well, if you called me, why all these things have to happen? And, you know, never a good answer. But I knew that my heart belonged to Him. And only in choosing to love Him did it make all sense. So following the Lord too for your own life and your own state of life, not going to be easy. The Lord didn't promise that if you follow me, I'm going to make you successful. Or He didn't say, well, if you follow me like Joel Osteen, I'm going to make you rich and powerful. That might mean. He just said, come and follow me, leaving everything that we have known, everything that is comfortable for us in loving Him. My brothers and sisters, St. Andrew, very little is known of him, but we knew that he led St. Peter to the Lord, and we knew that he died a martyr death, that he loved the Lord. And as a matter of fact, I learned that when we crossed the railroad, the X that we see, the railroad crossing, is the St. Andrew cross. I didn't know that when I came to America, but that's the St. Andrew cross. That's how he was crucified, stretched out his hands and his feet for the Lord, because he loved him. And his own death was so important that the whole season of Advent, the whole beginning of a new liturgical year, pivoted on his own feast day. Advent always begin around the feast day of St. Andrew, November 30th. Someone insignificant, someone perhaps we will never know, someone who just only led Peter to the Lord, but yet someone that the church recognized that we're called to follow, to imitate, and to emulate. Therefore, let us ask St. Andrew in our very own lives too, to help us always lead those who are seeking the Lord to Him, the one who loves us.